Yeah, I think the reactions of the Joint Action Front is clear. We reject the declaration by the NLC and TUC for the suspicions of the strike. For us, when we jointly, that is the NLC and TUC and Joint Action Front, because we have a coalition that we call Labour and Civil Society Coalition, LASCO, a joint initiative on the basis of which we declare the indefinite strike and mass action that commenced on Saturday night. The resolve we have in that declaration is to force a reversal of the price from the impositions of 151 naira to 65 naira. It was not about negotiation of any reduction in the price of the fuel. As at last night, when the president of the NLC, president of the TUC, and the chairperson of the Joint Action Front met with the presidency and its representative, that position was presented. And it was clear that there was a deadlock. Because the mandate, which is the demands of Nigerian people, is the reversal to 65 naira. Even when early this morning, the president of the NLC had to direct for a sit-at-home, which is an extension of mass action. The Joint Action Front, consistent with the directive of its mass meeting held in Lake yesterday, that irrespective of the outcome of the talk with the federal government, must embark on swift test today. So we appeal to our members across the nations, and which was complied by our group in Kano, in Ibadan, in the Ogun State, in Kaduna, and few other places, in Oshogbo, and few other places. We are still expecting reports where rallies and protests took place. We decided in Lagos to embark on a street protest, despite the threat by the federal government to unleash untold violence on the people. The session which started from the Nigerian Labour Congress Yaba Lagos office proceeded for more than 4 kilometers before it was violently terminated by combined armed personnel. So we had to retreat on that ground as to ensure and to avoid loss of lives of Nigerians. But we are determined to continue because the demand of Nigerians is reversal and not price reduction. It's to that extent that we deployed the suspension of that by our partner in the NLC and the TUC. Secondly, the Joint Action Front, as far back as December 21st, 2011, made the declaration for the start of mass action for January 3rd, 2012, which we carried out. It was clear then that the government was insincere and the government cannot be trusted. And I debate about the questions of subsidy and non-existent subsidy removal is basically about hiking prices of fuel. Because as far as we are concerned, Joint Action Front, the whole question of subsidy is fraud. And the whole question of government trying to make a pretense that is a cabal, that is not making refineries to work, that is benefiting from this subsidy, smacks of fraudulent and corrupt atrocity by the same government. Because refineries contracts are not things that are given without due process. So the government cannot claim not to know who are responsible in ensuring that Nigeria is import dependent. So to that extent, we were so sure that the government was going to impose new fuel regime by the start of the year. And we were proved right and consistent with that declaration by January 3rd that mass action held from the Yaba office of Nigerian Labour Congress, with close to hundreds of thousands of Nigerians that shortly shut down completely and marched to the Ganifa Emi Freedom Square It was the initiative of even the Joint Action Front that declared what was then known as Gani Fayemi Memorial Park as the Gani Fayemi Freedom Square Daughter. For us, the mass action that was started, and we provided impetus for the joint agreement with our partner, and for which, by January 9, Nigeria make a clear statement, there must be reversal to 65 naira. So we stand on that reversal. What is clear is that, yes, our partner has suspended the strike, and which make it possible for people to resume work tomorrow. But we are going to continue the mass action, because we believe, despite the militarizations of several venues across the country, that we have created freedom squads, the struggle must continue. We struggle against the military to pave way for the current civilian dispensation that started since May 1999. So we are not going to be disturbed by any civilian regime that is already drifting into fascism and dictatorship by bringing the military into the street. That mass action will continue. It has clearly shown is that this battle will now be long and protracted. But we are sure that we get back 65 naira, not only 65 naira, and to ensure that refineries work and more refineries are built so that every Nigerian can pay less for fuel and be affordable and available at every part of the country. So we stand by this.
But isn't your position weakened by the fact that a lot of Nigerians will be going to work Tuesday, which undercuts your argument that you will still continue the strike?
Yeah, there is no doubt that that will be a temporary setback. But it's not in any way going to deter us. Because in these old struggles that we have waged, it's not the first time we have waged this struggle. We have used the options of mass action, which is protests and rallies, and complete shutdown of the cities to sustain a stable price in the past. And let me recall that in 2005, we were on a nationwide rally when there was perennial hike in prices. So it was not just strike that we have used to ensure reversal of fuel price. We lost then the inaugural secretary of the Joint Action Front by name Chima Obani on his return from one of the rallies, 21st of September, 2005. So we are not deterred. We must also recognize that the latest imposition was to be brought to us in 2009. And together with our partner, we had rallies that mobilized Nigerians across to say no to that hike in prices. That was the rally that protects the policy of deregulation, the policy of privatization. It was the same rally that make a demand that the demand of workers of 52,200 minimum wage must be was on the account of that rally. The government then set up a negotiating that later recommended the 18,000 minimum wage, which most governments in the country are yet to obey, are yet to implement, including the federal government. So we are not deterred that yes, there is a process, but we are going to rally Nigerians. And we can assure you, by the time we do maximum rally, maximum street protest, we'll be in a position to declare a mass action across the country that will make it impossible even for any workers to go to work. Let me state clearly that the strike that was declared and made workers to stay at home was not possible if there was no enforcement. Well, we have to enforce the strike. And that's why I see most of the streets in Nigeria completely shut. So we enforce the strike with mass actions. So what we really need to do is to organize Nigeria. We have gone around today, even before we violently, the protest was violently terminated, at the point where I mentioned earlier, which is at Onipan, Lagos. We asked Nigerians, do you want to stop at 97 naira, or you to go further for a total reversal? All the Nigerians we addressed at Oju Elegba, at Fadeyi, at Jibowu, and at Pan, before the termination of that protest, equivocally said it is 97, it is 5 naira. So if our struggle for the government that said they are going back to even come to 97, that struggle can still force that government to come back to 65 naira. So we believed in what we can do. It's not the question of the advantage of number in the present. The question of any commitment to the legitimate demands of the Nigerians.
So today, Tuesday, is your organization going to embark on a strike? And how are you going to enforce this? Don't you think that security forces might prevent you from realizing your objective?
You see, we are not embarking on a strike because we don't have workers working under us. We are pro-labor civil society organization. But we have the power of mass action to organize in the streets, to organize in the sport, to organize everywhere. And part of the mass action we are going to employ is to begin a mass sensitization of Nigerians, a mass education of Nigerians, as to take this that we can get all Nigerians to stop, stay at home, we can get all Nigerians to move into the street en masse, the way it has been done with the strike action that we have had. So we are not deterred by the presence of security. We have been deterred by that. Would not have had the civilian regime we had since 1999. It is clear that by tomorrow, workers across the country are going to resume work. But we have also made a declaration earlier today. For instance, in Lagos, we've asked all people from the strike action committees, all our allies like Nigerian Medical Association of Lagos State, Nigerian Association of Lagos and Ikeja, to join us as we convert tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Nigerian Labour Congress office, Yaba, where we are determining the next line of action. We are also issuing a directive to all joint action fronts across the country to defy, you see, the militarizations of the various centers of protest. And our protests and rallies must go on. We are going to reclaim the Ojota Park. We are going to reclaim all the Freedom Square, the National Stadium, the Agboju Egbeda, several places that we have created in the wake of this strike and mass action. So that we can assure anybody. So tomorrow we are assembling again and we are intensifying the struggle.